And actually, we're going to keep it here in the studio. Glad to be with you here on a Wednesday, August 4th. We have Kirsten Parker joining us now in the studio to talk about North Platte Rail Days. Kirsten, how's it going?
It's going. We're getting excited. We're only a couple days away from the big boy pulling in.
Down to crunch time, I was going to say.
It is. It is. We're looking forward to it. All the chasers. There are, just like there's storm chasers, there's train chasers, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Throughout the world, there is.
there is.
We get them right here to North Platte because of the Golden Spike, because of the largest rail yard on all God's green earth and Bailey Yard.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. As these people come in, we like to call them ferroquinologists.
Okay.
So it is the studier of the iron horse, which is the train, of course.
Okay.
So the slang that you may have heard in the past is the foamer. That is a very bad slang.
Okay.
They don't want to be known as a foamer.
Okay.
So we try to welcome them with kindness to North Platte, and we call them ferroquinologists. So, yes, so we have many ferroquinologists that have actually started their journey, and they are heading to Cheyenne right now, as the big boy will be leaving on Thursday.
Okay.
From Cheyenne. It's going to take its time, as you can imagine. It's an old steam engine.
Yeah, it's not fast, necessarily. It wasn't built for speed.
Okay, reality is, as we all get older, we all slow down.
Very few of us are built for speed.
Exactly. And the big boy is no exception there. So, so she'll be coming on down, and they're going to be following her along the way. And so should arrive into Bailey Yard about 2:30 on Friday. So we're really excited about that. We have these new live cams that we got put in. And the ferroquinologist who put these in will be with that train as it's coming across Wyoming and then also into Nebraska. And so he's going to come and actually run those live cams for us, so that way people can have the chance to watch it through Bailey Yard if you're not at the tower. So that's kind of a fun opportunity. They're just really great. I'm nervous. I'm not gonna lie. I'm nervous about the bandwidth and if our building can even hold the bandwidth of everybody's videos and live streaming. But really excited about that.
Out.
Exactly. We're gonna test that baby out.
So these are kind of like big boy groupies, I guess.
They
you could
are.
Say
they are. Yes.
Wow.
You know, some of us go for AC/DC or Garth Brooks, but, you know, but it's fun. I mean, it's a piece of history. This machinery is literally a piece of American history.
Oh, absolutely.
That has been, every nook and cranny has been loved and taken care of and refurbished, and we're just so excited. I mean, this is like America's opening back up again, you know what I mean?
And we're getting back to it.
Exactly. So we're very excited that it's going to come. So it'll be on display, and there's some confusion of what on display is. Here in North Platte, it will be on display in the sense where you can go up to it.
Oh, you'll be able to touch it, actually.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
You can touch it. You can get your photo with it. These are great opportunities. The only difference from this stop versus the five official stops that are being promoted with UP.com is we don't have that experience car to walk through that has, like, the displays inside of the car. And reason being, they're picking that up on the way.
Sure.
We're literally their first stop out the gate, stopping here. But
first bathroom break.
Exactly, exactly. And then on top of it, they won't have the UP merchandise store with it, which I'm so thankful for, because that's what I do at the Golden Spike Tower.
Say.
That's how I'm funded.
Yeah.
Thank you for not bringing your merchandise
station. We want them
station.
To buy the merchandise
exactly,
at the
spike. Exactly. We are funded through admissions, through merchandise, and we are funded through generous donations and hotel occupancy tax. So please purchase our merchandise. So that's the only difference between this display and the many others that are going on. So we are very, very blessed here. Got to tell you, if you haven't heard about this movie on Sunday.
Oh, at the Fox?
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that kind of cool?
Oh, yeah.
So I heard some misconceptions yesterday, so I want to clear that up.
The good old North Platte rumor mill.
Exactly. It is not a story about Union Pacific. That's not what the story is about. It is actually an old 1939 country western drama that is filmed on Union Pacific property. So it was filmed here, it was filmed in the North Platte line, it was filmed on the Union Pacific line, but it really has nothing to do with Union Pacific.
UP is a supporting cast member.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then the cool thing was, is it was premiered in Omaha, and so all the stars came to Omaha. I mean, back back in the 1939 to debut this movie. But it is an actual Western drama. So that'll be fun. And that's Sunday at 11, free will donation over at the Fox Theater, just a couple blocks from here downtown.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Kirsten, what other rally activities are coming up that folks can enjoy this weekend?
Yeah, so Friday we've got the social. We got the Bailey Yard Tours on Friday, Saturday. I will tell you, all the VIP tickets are sold out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they sold out about a week ago, so we're excited about that. But there is still standby for those yard tours if available. We have after evening events both Friday and Saturday night at the Golden Spike Tower. Mm-hmm. The model train show going on at the DNN Event Center. We will have the cook-off on Sunday. We found enough teams, so thank
awesome.
You, North Platte. We are very excited for that. So 4 to 7, we will have a little bit of a cook-off going on in downtown North Platte in front
and
of
all
Good
the
Life.
Funds benefit the Connection.
The Connection Homeless Shelter. We have kids' events going on at Cody Park on Friday night. The Children's Museum, oh, we're super excited. We're doing the String Beans concert out on Saturday.
Ooh.
So, yeah, you talk about our Garth Brooks. This is a two-year-old's Garth Brooks, you know, in the String Beans. So that'll be a lot of fun as well. So definitely recommend that you go to goldenspiketower.com. Under that events tab is the North Platte Rail Days, the entire schedule with all the information you need, or like us on Facebook.
Kirsten, thanks for taking the time for us this morning. Appreciate all the work you do in helping this community have this big event coming up.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Kirsten's going to be back in the studio tomorrow to talk a little bit more about Rail Days. We have a news break coming up just around the corner, too, here on Mugs in the Morning.